I lose a repeater right through there.
Fantastic propagation, and this repeater sounded great, but we're back to getting being staticky now.
The wind's probably got a lot to do with that up on the mountain, blowing the antennas around. So, and driving that moisture into places it doesn't normally get.
A bad connection up there or something somewhere.
It's been up there. It's very possible. Need to move on to Chapter 5 tonight. It's about components, just how they, what they are and how they work and how to identify some of them.
Something PowerPoint for that I can send you guys.
Send it over. I'll forward it to them if you don't have their email addresses.
I can, this educational stuff I can send out. It's not going to be considered company proprietary. It's just, hey, this is what a resistor looks like. So, no worries there.
Gentlemen, I have arrived here to switch vehicles, so again, I'm going to say 7-3s for now, and you have a great day, and Eric, I'll catch you back on here in just a few minutes, KO4HKX.
Patrick, you have an awesome day. Be safe out there. KN4TFW.
Yeah, a little bit. W2JKT. Yeah, but I'm already thinking about the weekend.
I was thinking about that yesterday.
Yeah.
30-meter hamstick, vertical mounted to swap right there. Think I make any good contacts digitally on 30 meters?
Got a fantastic band, and you will get some great DX out of it.
It's only like about $25 to get a hamstick for it.
The VoaCap website yet?
Not the website.
Victor, Oscar, Alpha, Charlie, Alpha, Papa. It's an HF propagation prediction site. It's, you put in a band and time of day, and it gives you a world map of where your hotspots are going to be and likely places where you'll get DX.
Now you have to send me the information on it again. And I have never tried it.
Do I have your email address, or do I just have your phone number?
It's on QRZ, but it's my name, K.L. Myers, M-Y-E-R-S-J-R, at Yahoo.
QRZ and send it to you. It's better from desktop. It doesn't work really well on mobile, but, yeah, it's a really handy site for if you want to see how, you know, how propagation from your KTH is going to work.
Using that, Andrew put me onto that ESK reporter to see where you're getting out, and then so I've been kind of using that to see where I can get, but I noticed that you can get some places that it, you know, that it's not showing up at.
If you know where you want to get to, you can, you know, figure out what band and time of day you need to use if you're looking for a specific location. So, you know, PSK Reporter is great because it'll tell you, you know, where you've been getting to recently, but if you want to really target somebody, you know, VoaCap will help you do that.
Hey, too, I'm in my parking spot, so I'm going to say 7-3. You have an awesome day. Good to talk to you this morning, and I'll catch up with you later. KN4TFW.
Okay, now let's go through this spot and exit 51. What do you
say? I'm in my parking spot now, so I got to go in and get my day started. So you have an awesome day, and I'll catch up with you later. KN4TFW.
All right, Ken. It was good talking to you this morning. Hope you have a great day, and you'll be safe in there. So I'll talk to you soon. This is W2JKT73.
W4FC, what was that site again? Looking up for propagation. What was that?
For Oscar Alpha, Charlie Alpha Papa. If you just Google that, it'll take you right to it.
Sure, what was the rest? I'm sorry.
For Alpha, Charlie Alpha Papa.
Got it, okay. Thank you so much, W4FCM.
W2JKT.